Okay. Folks, if folks can go ahead and get settled. We have, Dan is going to, as usual, is going to do the jabber, and we've got, Bruce has already volunteered to take notes. We need one other note taker. We will not start. And the people that have tables, I think, are, you know, are more likely. I'll pick somebody from people sitting at tables since it's easier for them to type nice notes. And one thing we're going to do, we're going to experiment this time. Okay, Spencer, of course, another usual note taker. Okay, we're going to experiment next time, and so note takers, please listen. We're going to try and do timestamps in the notes, and then VJ is going to go through the audio, and he's going to separate out. So we'll have the separate discussions for each item so that when we have our high-level meeting minutes, we can go back and clarify, because we've had some confusion sometimes over that. And it's not unique to sipping. You write your notes, and sometimes you're not quite getting the point, or there's more detailed discussion that you need to look at, okay?
By the way, the other day in SIP, we provided some people with RFID tags. So Kumiko is actually collecting them. So if you have one and you didn't give it back to her, please, you know, she's right there. You can, yeah, she's right there. So please, you know, give it to her. Okay? You already talked about the indexing audio stuff, right? Okay.
No. Exactly. Yes, I did.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So basically, we're gonna have the MP3 of this session indexed, and you could go, you know, to any of the presentation, which we think is a good thing. So we'll see how it works out. So we are trying to project the agenda now.
I think I've shocked my laptop this week too often. It's not happy. What now? It won't switch to the screen. It tells me it is, but it doesn't. Let me make sure this is good. Sorry, we both have HPs, and so we don't really have a good backup for doing charts when the HPs misbehave.
Anyway, you have the slides on the Soft Armor side.
Yeah,
so
you know what? If people don't mind, because it's the note well, yada yada, if that's okay. The charts are what now? You want to see them? Okay, I'll read them. Sipping Working Group IETF 73. Make sure you're in the right place. even my keyboard doesn't even want to go forward now. It's very unhappy. Okay, yeah. If we can't get HPs to work, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think we need to have a rule where both chairs can't have the same brand of computer.
That would really mess us up.
Yeah. What now? Sorry.
You're not getting the Apple away from me or Alan.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Robert's being kind, very kind here. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I put that on my Christmas list. I did it. Let me try again. Let me try mine, because mine might be happy now. Sorry. Now, what's it telling me here? It says F. Oh, yay. Sorry, Robert. Well, let's see if it'll page down for me, though. Sorry.
Sorry. We're done.
No, I'm telling you. Sorry, my keyboard is just like insane these days, and it slows down, and then it caches everything, and then it runs away from me. Guys, see, it's insane. And then okay. Did I just press once? Oh, here we go. Okay, computer's happy now. Not well. Everybody's aware of that. Patents and yeah. I think it's just outrageously so. Something's being insane. Okay.
I mean,
sorry.
We have
you
to move on with meeting. I'm going to try with mine. We will drive the meeting anyway. In the meantime, if somebody... Yeah, but it's failing too
okay.
often.
Okay.
Robert, if you could, you know, pull all these lights in, I mean, like into
okay.
your laptop and
yeah.
that'd
okay,
be great.
You know what, for now, can everybody, here's the link to where the materials are.
Yeah, so please
so
go there and...
Because we are tight on time. Because it's taken 10 minutes to go to the next page.
Yeah, but I mean, just, we assume that everybody has the PDF in front of you or the PPT and we'll be, you
okay.
know, driving from
okay,
there.
Okay, again, here's how we track progress, you know, work group, the spreadsheet, everybody should be familiar with that. And this is important. This is our one issue. We're not getting, except for John Elwell, I don't think we got a single document updated except right before the deadline. So that really doesn't allow us to do much work at all in the working group, okay? It's happy now. Okay, so these are, John has been very, very busy, okay? These are the RFCs that have been published since IETF 72. All the service examples, yay, Alan, okay. All the consent stuff, consent format, pending additions, the UR services, capacity attribute, transcoding framework, and then transcoding the conferencing. Just insane. Okay. My computer randomly wants me to push different buttons each time. Okay, and more in the RFC editor's queue, the app interaction framework, GRU Reg event, V6 transition, and we have added two documents to the RFC editor's queue since the last meeting, race examples and overload requirements. Okay, it's a little bit happy now. Okay, and here's the documents we have in IESG processing. I won't read off the ones that have been there for a little bit. And for the most part, our editors are responsive when they get, you know, notes, but we have a few that are lagging. John, do you have anything to say? Okay, he's standing up.
That's what you said.
All righty. Okay, exactly. So please, when you get comments from the AD about these documents, or you hear from, you know, external reviewers, GenArt sector, ISG people, then it's a really good idea to be really responsive and get that done. Okay, and then we've got the service ID that we've got publication requested for that. Okay, and then offer answer, the status of that, we did respond to the 3GPP LS. And the doc was updated clarifying that section 6.2, which is what 3GPP's concern was. We've kind of brought the document back to SIPPING to keep it until we have solutions for all the problems, so we don't get schizophrenic and have half a dozen different documents already in SIP for solutions. And so that's on the agenda for today. Okay. Piece of trash. Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm going to... Okay. Okay, sorry guys. Okay, media policy data set. That one is sitting waiting for profile data sets to get done. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, next chart. Okay, media policy data set. And then net scenarios, we finished working group last call. I think most people in the working group are happy. We did ask for external reviews, if you will, from people and MMusic and Behave. We've got the Behave one. For Remy Denis Cormont, but we still have, TURN is going through working group last call. That working group last call ends on November 28th, and then those guys that know that protocol are going to look at the NAT scenarios and make sure that we don't have anything, any errors in there, right? And so as soon as that's done, we will be able to progress that document. Next. Okay, update PAI, that's on the agenda. So again, John, we hopefully want to close that one off. Present scaling requirements, work group last call completed. And Off Shalom is just following up with past reviewers to make sure they're okay with things. I think Hisham still had a couple comments we need to address, and then it's ready to progress. Profile data sets, that's on the agenda. We have, this one has had musical editors. We may add yet another, okay? Next chart. Okay, and there are charter updates proposed. We're actually doing quite well. Finished service ID. We have updated the milestone for the profile data set. NAT scenarios is hanging right in there with its deadline because I moved it so far out. And then the media policy will go along with profile data set. Alrighty, and then present scaling, we've already finished that, and none of the rest of the milestones changed, and we should be able to meet them. Overload, we've added that as a work group item, and so we've got a milestone for that. And that one's fairly aggressive, but that work has, the design team's been working on the models for quite some time. And right here, I've got May 2009. We can either close the work group or we can revise our charter. Because once the overload's done and the others, as long as those aren't still lagging, we're done with our chartered items. Okay, and I do have a chart for 3GPP dependency documents. The Vandenberg SIPPING served user, 80 follow-up again, so the author of that should keep an eye on that document closely. Okay, service ID that's waiting for a write-up. He's that interim, if you will, service ID, so that John's got the token on that one. There are three 3GPP documents that are just kind of hanging around, and the thing about it is, and I have emphasized this to the 3GPP folks, that if they want their documents to move forward, we really do, just like our other working group documents or individual documents, they need to drive it in the working group, get discussion going in the mailing list. If they can't be here to present and discuss issues, and they need to try to get somebody else. They can let the chairs know, and we do have experts in various areas. So, you know, we do have people here that can help, but they do need to be a little bit more interactive. And there's three documents that are in that state. The NGN reason, the private network indication, and Keys 3455 that he keeps owing us an update on. John, you have something to say? I'm sorry you can't see the charts.
No, it's fine. Just on the service identification stuff. So is that actually done now? I just can somebody definitively tell me that those are ready to go forward now? Because I've been actually just sitting on those forever.
Well, that one, the Drage one is in this, so the tracker is saying waiting for write up.
Yeah, but that I park things in like random places.
Oh, okay.
Right? So
well, lovely.
That was alongside Jonathan's, you know, service ID draft, and that was loosely coupling those two.
Okay, so they're still hanging around.
Keith, is this is good now?
Okay.
This is going now? I don't even know, so.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
we're
Keith Drage. I sent you a
note.
I did the rev just before, what, 3 or 4 weeks back, and then I sent you a note saying I've still got another rev to do after this when I've closed the two open issues.
Okay.
I know I've closed one of those.
Okay.
I just need to
these are still
tell
parked.
Other people that the other issue is less of a concern they think it is, and then you can go.
So I'm just clarifying, these are still parked then?
Yeah, so you need another rev shortly after this meeting, and then we're going.
Okay, no problem. I just want to make sure that Mary was saying that they were done, and I wasn't
okay,
sure.
I'm sorry. I misinterpreted that state. Because I thought, John, that the waiting for write-up, I thought was...
So
that's fine.
There's a problem with the tracker that right now, if something is after IETF last call, the state it gets parked in is, you know, basically waiting for write-up or waiting for AD go-ahead.
That's fine.
There's
okay.
no state that is
okay.
We actually talked about this, about reforming the states to improve this.
Okay, exactly.
So what I sometimes right. I put them in like point raised or something there to indicate there's an issue. But what we really need is a state that's like post ITF last call resolving issues or something.
Okay. Okay, excellent. Thanks. Okay. Okay, next chart. And so I've gone ahead last time it seemed the 3GPP folks did appreciate that I'm tracking their work so that, and it makes it easier. We do occasionally have liaison calls, even though OMA, we haven't had one for a while, but I looked at the last information that I had from Ileana, which is actually IETF 71 timeframe, but it actually wasn't as bad as I thought. So they were waiting for 5364 capacity attributes, so they've got that. They wanted the SIPPing URI list handling refused. That one's in the editor's queue. And there's a couple that we need discussion in this working group to complete. And so it's the event throttle that's on the agenda. That was the poor document that we lost somewhere. And then the update PAI. So we may actually be able to, OMA might be happy with this for a while. Okay, other documents of interest. As usual, we try and meet all the agenda requests where we were able to do this time without getting into the gong show stuff. And we do, you know, we will go ahead and put up one or two slides for a topic that someone's written a document, they just kind of want to highlight and get some feedback, okay? Okay, so this one, don't anybody explode, but there's a document out there for VoIP lawful intercept. And I don't think they're proposing we adopt anything in terms of a solution at this point in time. They do have a prototype, they do make it work, it has SBCs, and they do things, you know, obviously with the traffic that people might not like, but people should go ahead and give these folks feedback, right? Okay, and so they've got work plans, and again, people give them feedback, so they want to, there are some quite a few limitations in their prototype, and the future work they want to do, and again, is scalability, the interface specification related to design issues, and security considerations. So, okay, yeah, Ecker, please do speak up, yeah.
So, I mean, while as a security guy, the topic I find intensely interesting, this is pretty clearly precluded work on IETF.
Exactly, and I did give them that feedback, and it would be good if someone gave them that feedback on the list, right, from the community.
Okay.
So please do, yeah. All right. Okay, the agenda.
Well, my point is they shouldn't get agenda time.
Well, but the thing is, the problem is that people keep coming back with this stuff until we tell them absolutely don't bring this back ever. So I think we should do the courtesy of letting people see it and the community telling them, right?
I'm sorry, this isn't a consensus point. This isn't RFC. This is precluded by rule.
Well, the problem is, though, what this person does and goes out and finds Fred Baker's document and says, oh, here's some LI stuff IETF is doing. Let me add to that. Okay?
Okay.
I take your point, Ecker. Please do go out to the list. Do it right now and tell them we should not be doing this work. And if the minute takers will capture that, okay? But as a chair, I'm not going to go and encourage this on the list. We're just highlighting it, okay? John, I think we're ready for you. While John's coming up, next meetings, again, there's discussion of this mega interim. We do have SIPPing working group on the having a slot. If we do have the meeting, there's still concerns about it, so don't anybody else buy tickets yet, okay? You might want to get your travel approval. Okay, IETF 74 is in San Francisco. And the big thing I want to encourage is people, please, after this meeting, certainly people have that 1 week recovery. In the US we get Turkey Day. But after that, if people towards the year end can try and get updates on documents so we can get some things done.